Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we are in our midweek update. I can't believe it. We finished all of the keys. It's Wednesday, March 31st, the last day of the first financial quarter of this year. I can't believe it. It's just flown by. It just seems like yesterday we just started the new year, and all of a sudden we're over the first 3 months. In addition to that, we're also over the first season of this year. We went through all 13 keys already this year. I can't believe it. Well, we have a great show for you today. I'm pretty excited. I wanted to talk to you a bit about do-it-yourself stuff. I think I'm going to start doing themes. What do you guys think about themes for the Midweek Update broadcast? Oh, by the way, thank you for joining us. And we broadcast the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Our full show is on Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But today, we give you 30 minutes dedicated to the financial tools you need to get you through the week. We also now have a Tuesday morning show called The Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from the Unlock Your Wealth Radio show. And we do Millionaire Minutes on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but this is an in-depth look at what goes on in the minds of millionaires and how you can adopt those same traits, philosophies, characteristics, and principles. Because millionaires are made, they're not born. And we have an upcoming guest in a couple of weeks that's going to illustrate that very concretely. The young man inherited millions and frivoled it all away. Now, I never thought that that could be done, but as I started to look at this particular guest, he's not alone. Think of all of the professional athletes that get out there and make inordinate sums of money while they're young, and they roll with an entourage, so they're unable to just save because everybody is at their coattails, and of course, all of the women are adulating at their feet, and all of their friends are like, dude, don't forget where you came from, and everybody's mooching, and then before you know it, when the ride is over and there are no more parties to go to and they fall off the A-list, suddenly the adulating fans go away and the mooches are still there expecting to be taken care of, and now you don't have the same income to support that lifestyle. What do you do? Well, this gentleman is one of those, what I refer to as silver spoons, somebody who was born with an inordinate amount of wealth and managed to frivol it away, and he's going to talk to us about his road to recovery. So that should be interesting, and that's coming up in 2 weeks. So that should be pretty interesting. I am so excited for this Saturday's episode because tomorrow kicks off National Financial Literacy Month for the whole month of April. And it's about increasing awareness and educating our youth and creating financial literacy for all Americans. Financial literacy is not optional. For some reason, our school systems don't even really address that. We have to force them through political mandates and executive orders just to get them to do what they should be doing. You know, I used to be on this other radio show called the Financial Fitness Forum with Jeff Cutler, And we used to always be shocked and amazed that we had this purple dinosaur named Barney telling us to all get along and behave, yet nobody was teaching our kids the most important fundamental thing that they'll have to deal with for their entire lives, and that's effective money management. So we had our own mascot. We had Fluffy, the financial dinosaur, and we would talk about financial concepts in kids' terms so they could understand it. And adults could also teach those concepts to their kids. So, which brings up another point. I believe that we have a contest coming up. I am working on the Keys for Kids book right now, and I'm going to begin some conversations with some illustrators for this book. But I can't really engage an illustrator until I know what kind of animal or mascot we're going to have. And we've had some pretty good contributions here in the office, but I'm just not quite satisfied. So why don't we throw that challenge out to our listeners and have a contest? And I can come up with some more formal rules for it for Saturday's show and put it up on the website. But essentially, we need a name and an animal for our mascot for our Keys for Kids. So what animals do you use to illustrate financial concepts? You know, we came up with Fluffy, the financial dinosaur. But that was just me being a smart aleck trying to knock off Barney back in the day. But what animals do you use when you share your financial stories with your children? You know, I always think of piggy banks or the kitty that we were saving in for our luxury items, so to speak. When we were kids, we had a kitty fund set up, so if we wanted to go to the water park, we had to save our money. I mean, we were so poor, we had to envy the dirt poor kids because they had dirt. So anyway, I want to unofficially throw out the contest, and you could win autographed books from our previous show guests or a copy of my upcoming book personalized just for you if you happen to be the lucky winner. And I'll see what else I can scare up for this contest. That would be pretty cool. So anyway, so I'll have more on that later. But first, for today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about do-it-yourself stuff and home repairs. Anybody can do it. You can go to your local warehouse for home improvement stuff. And in addition to them, teaching classes, usually for free, where you can get hands-on experience on how to do things, sophisticated things like laying tile and stuff like that. I've gone to some of those classes. But what do we always do? We reach for those home repair books, don't we? I mean, I know I have quite a collection. In addition to some professional trade books on specific things like wiring and plumbing, I'm a hands-on kind of girl. I grew up playing with the wood scraps in my grandfather's wood shop. And so I've always enjoyed building and fixing things, and I've been very independent like that. But what if you bought a book and it could jeopardize your health? Well, do-it-yourselfers beware. Sunset, the publisher, recalls Lowe's Home Repair Books. This is by Linda Zavarow. And she says, hold off on that home wiring project, you do-it-yourselfers. One of the most trusted names in do-it-yourself books, Menlo Park-based Sunset Publishing was forced to recall 6 of its titles on Friday after the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said consumers who followed some of the wiring instructions in the books risked electrical shocks or could start a fire. The recall covers nearly 1 million home repair books dating all the way back to 1975. Can you imagine that? That's like 35 years ago, 1975. No injuries have been reported, and the commission declined to detail the specific problems except to say The books contain errors in the technical diagrams and wiring instructions that could lead consumers to incorrectly install or repair electrical wiring. Consumers are advised to stop using the books and return them for refunds. It all stems from the same problem going back to 1975, says Dawn Bridges, Senior VP of Corporate Communications for Time, Sunset's parent company. However, she said that there may have been slight changes in wording or diagrams over the years from book to book, and the advice could crop up on different pages in different books. So she encourages consumers to call the toll-free line at 866-696-7602, 866-696-7602, because they really want to personalize the advice based on what book each person is using. So depending on your copy and when it was produced and what edition it is will depend on what they do to give you supplemental information. The six titles affected by the recall are Sunset Basic Home Repairs, Sunset Complete Home Wiring, ooh, I think I have that book, Sunset Complete Patio Book, and two titles sold under the Lowe's Home Improvement Store name and one under the Amerispect title. Publisher Oxmoor House of Birmingham, Alabama, coordinated the recall with the Safety Commission and is handling the book returns and consumer questions. Jeff Bassett, co-founder of the DIY Academy, a new business in San Jose that caters to this new generation of do-it-yourselfers, was truly surprised by the recall. On the one hand, the implications could be far-reaching, he said. Home repair is one of those things that you can't learn out of a book. You really need to be trained by an expert. However, he did note the codes have changed a great deal, and enforcement agencies know a lot more than they did 34 or 35 years ago. Neither the Consumer Product Safety Commission nor Time would say precisely which wiring project diagram or set of instructions is at issue. Again, because they said it varied from issue to issue, you need to call for personalized assistance. Bridges said that the company officials learned of the problem relatively recently, right before the holidays, actually, and Kim Dulick of the commission confirmed that the recall has been fast-tracked because of the potential hazards. Vendors at the county fairgrounds where San Jose Home and Garden Show was getting underway Friday afternoon were quick to offer nuts and bolts advice on repairs. So, again, those book titles are Sunset Basic Home Repairs, Sunset Complete Home Wiring, Sunset Complete Patio Book, Sunset Home Repair Book, Sunset Water Garden, Sunset You Can Build Wiring, Amerispect Home Repair Handbook, Lowe's Complete Home Wiring, and Lowe's Complete Home Improvement and Repair. For more information, you can just visit the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission on that to confirm that your book meets the criteria for those that are recalled. And then, again, you can call that 800 number for specific information. That number, again, is 866-696-7602. We have so much more in store for you on the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Please stay tuned for more right after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twoforthroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome back to the broadcast. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. You are currently tuned in to the midweek update here on the Unlock Your Wealth Radio program. And today is all about the do-it-yourself theme. And the last time I was at the IROC, the Independent Rental Owners Council luncheon, I speak over there every month, one of the other speakers was talking about the bed bug issue. So for those of you who are real estate investors, this could be a serious problem for you depending on what area you're in. With bed bug numbers on the rise in North America, researchers test homemade bug finders. And here's what they come up with from Susan Milius. After trying some 50 arrangements of household objects, researchers have come up with a new low-cost homemade bed bug detector. To lure the bugs out of hiding, Wan Tien Se of Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey, put dry ice into an insulated one-third gallon jug, the kind available at sporting or camping stores, and adding 2.5 pounds of dry ice pellets and not quite closing the pore hole allowed carbon dioxide to leak out at a bug-teasing rate for some 11 hours at room temperature. She stood at the jug and in a plastic cat food dish with a piece of paper taped on the outside of the dish as a ramp up to the rim. The bowl's steep, slippery inside with an added dusting of talcum powder kept bugs from crawling out again. In tests in real apartments, the homemade setup detected bed bugs as well or better than did two brands of professional exterminating equipment, Say said.
at the annual meeting of Entomological Society of America. The parts, including the dry eyes, cost $15 and don't require any special skills for assembly. Everyone can do it, she says. These days, a growing number of people may want to. The tiny night-crawling bugs that can draw blood and leave itching welts had dwindled to rarity in North America during most of the last century. But since the 1990s, outbreaks have surged. The bed bugs flatten themselves into crevices in furniture, fabric, and even electrical devices, and can prove difficult to eradicate. Many of today's bed bugs are also resistant to pyrethroid insecticides, which account for much of indoor pest treatment. So even though you have a bug guy coming regularly, these guys are resistant to it. So Tse worked with Changalu Wang at Rutgers for 6 months on designing homemade devices that lure bed bugs out into a trap so residents can tell whether a home is infested. Like many insects that search for blood, bed bugs are attracted to plumes of concentrated carbon dioxide. Good clues that an animal filled with liquid dinner is breathing somewhere nearby. In lab tests, carbon dioxide beat heat and several chemical attractants in drawing the bugs out of hiding, Wang reported at the meeting. He has published on low-tech ways to attract bed bugs with carbon dioxide. For example, setting out dry ice in an insulated travel mug can also work. Apartment dwellers don't need research supply companies for dry ice. Beverage companies, for example, may sell it by the pound, and sometimes, especially for cool party tricks, a lot of your regular grocery stores also offer dry ice in addition to regular cubed ice for drinking. To design a new low-tech detection system, Say experimented with various setups, but says her breakthrough came when she discovered the 1/3-gallon insulated jug. She said that they performed well in lab tests, so she decided to test them in apartments that had low levels of bed bug infestation. She searched for the bed bugs herself and confirmed that the apartments were suitable. Then she set either her homemade detector or a commercial one in the apartment near a typical bug haven, such as a sofa. Designing and testing a low-cost detector is a substantial contribution to the field, comments entomologist Stephen Kells of the University of Minnesota in St. Paul. During decades of low bed bug infestations, scientists didn't study them much. He said, "We have literally skipped a generation of knowledge with this pest. And studies from early in the last century may not describe today's bed bugs well," says entomologist Andrea Polanco-Pinzone of Virginia Tech in Blacksburg. "Older generations of bed bugs weren't resistant to the pesticides and lived in tougher environments, houses without central heating." But on the bright side, Polanco-Pinzone reported that at the meeting that her survival test found that a pesticide-resistant strain collected from Richmond, Virginia, lived at the most 2 months without feeding. That record, set by a fifth stage of the immature bugs, falls short of the year and a half reported by the old literature. So if you can catch them, you can kill them pretty quick. So anyhow, I thought that that was kind of an interesting subject because, I mean, who, like, you know, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. I just thought it was something fictitious that parents said. Who knew that it was an actual problem? It's kind of wild. So it's kind of interesting. So I thought that you guys might be up for that. I have one more thing to tell you, but first, it's time Yes, it's that time again where we have our Millionaire Minute. In this segment, we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and bring you 60 seconds of tips, tricks, tools, and information you can incorporate into your life right now, today. And for today's Millionaire Minute, as soon as this auto-populates, we have the 10 traits of a millionaire. Every millionaire's foundation begins with these 10 traits. Number one, they show up early and they stay late. It's a sign of respect for the party they're meeting with and also allows you time if you have travel inconveniences to still arrive on time by arriving early. And staying late affords you to make connections with people and have deeper conversations than when events are in full swing. Number two, millionaires are always open to coaching. They're hungry to learn, and they are always willing to hear another perspective, which may lead them to their next bright idea. Number three, millionaires are consistent. They create a routine and stick with it. It's what makes people reliable, and friends and customers especially appreciate that reliability. Number four, they follow up. Whenever they meet someone, have an email or message, they make sure they always follow up whether or not they are interested in a particular product or service. It's just common courtesy. Number five, they do ordinary things that others are unwilling or able to do, things like being consistent, following up, taking out the trash if they have to. Number six, they have a vision beyond the weekend. They are not thinking about how they're going to spend their next paycheck or how many rounds of drinks they're going to buy for their friends. They're concerned with the fulfillment of their dreams. Number seven, they do what they say they're going to do. If they commit to a plan of action, they do it. Millionaires are the ones who can make deals on handshakes, and you know it's good. Number eight, millionaires make decisions quickly and change them slowly. They analyze information and make decisions based on that information because they know hesitating and not making a decision is still really making a decision. And they also know that some things take time to come to fruition, so they are more likely to weather the storm when they are committed to seeing their goals come to realization. Number nine, they understand that by serving others, they also serve themselves. It's the invisible hand theory in economics. When you lift up others, so too shall you rise. And number 10, they live with integrity. They are not fragmented. The way a person treats their spouse is the way they will treat their colleagues, friends, neighbors, and children. Watch and see. So now, fully and completely integrate these habits now. See yourself in this way. Watch how differently people will respond to you. Create some affirmations from these tools as well. And that's your Millionaire Minute. Remember to tune in to our new Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Unlock Your Wealth Radio every Tuesday morning at 6:30 a.m. for a 15-minute in-depth look at how you can incorporate these specific traits into your personality and begin acting and thinking like a millionaire and living the millionaire way. Again, tomorrow starts National Financial Literacy Month. Pay attention to our great financial literacy tips on how to teach yourself and your children what they need to be focusing on during National Financial Literacy Month. And this is the opportunity to reach out and learn the things you haven't about money. Again, Sharon Lecter, author of 3 Feet from Gold and From the Rich Dad, Poor Dad fame, joins us to kick off Financial Literacy Month and shares with us how you can teach your children to become financially independent themselves. Thank you again so much for joining us. You've been listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhall. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to kick off our new season of the Unlock Your Wealth Radio program. And again, here is your financial independence.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America is the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.